malacha is marakid. Marakid is not dancing. It's sifting or straining. But, well, yeah, right. No, because you have to shake around the thing. So it's the sieve dances. Or the stuff dances on the sieve. Okay. Okay, this malacha is similar to borer. It only is where you're separating between something positive and something negative, and not stam where you're sifting and spreading things. You're allowed to pour salt from a salt shaker. You're allowed to use a sieve to spread confectioner sugar, right? All those things are not. That's not the isser. The isser is sifting solus from ochel or ochel from solus. It doesn't make a difference which one you take from which. And also here there's no heter miyad. Doesn't help to do it right before the meal. It's all osur completely. So if you have the malacha is taking flour and sifting the big coarse part from the finer part, but it applies to taking matzah meal with its clumps, and there's ones that aren't clumped, and separating the clumps with a sift, or taking a liquid from a solid with a slotted spoon, or a colander, or a strainer. All of that is separating between two different kinds. It doesn't make a difference if you leave what you want on top, or you leave what you want on the bottom. If you want the more coarse things, right, is and therefore the sifter holds them up on the top and lets the less coarse things go down. You have diamonds mixed with sand. So you want the sand to go down and the diamonds to stay on top. That's usur. Or you have pebbles mixed with flour and you want the flour to go down, right, and the pebbles to stay on top. Makes no difference if the good thing's on the bottom or the good thing remains on top. It's all usur. So therefore you can't sift matzah meal or sugar or anything else that has clumps and finer parts to separate between the clumpy parts and the finer parts. If you have a salt shaker that has salt and rice in it. So here, what I see is most of the poskim hold that it's also to use at all. Okay? I once thought, and I couldn't find though anybody who says this, that if there's a lot of salt in there and the rice is all at the bottom, so you're basically only putting the rice out and the salt is in, the rice is in there just to keep it dry, but you're basically not separating between the salt and the rice because the rice, there's no shaychus to the salt that you're pouring. It's mamish on the bottom. There's a whole thing of salt, right, that there is no problem. The problem only becomes when you get towards the bottom and the salt and the rice is mixed together. But from what it seems from the poskim that I see, there's no difference. And shaking the salt out, when there is rice in there, even though the rice isn't immediately together with the salt that's being poured out, makes no difference. That's also called sifting, and it's awesome. So you shouldn't use a salt shaker like that. And if you have a salt shaker like that, you should open it up, pour out the salt, and take the salt with your fingers and use it, but not take it out of the salt shaker. Okay, included in this malacha is also straining liquids. And here, in addition to the problem of using a strainer, there's also a problem if the strainer is made out of cloth and the liquid is clear, there's a problem also of cleaning the cloth, because soaking cloth in water or anything else that is clear that could clean it is a problem of malabing, which we'll get to later. But if the cloth, or it's not cloth, it's paper, you're doing it through a paper towel, or a cloth that's miyuchad, it's set aside for this, or it's liquids that dirty the cloth and wouldn't clean it, colored liquids or whatever, then that's not a problem. Then the problem is only straining, and then we'll get to the idea of straining. There's three kinds of liquids, and this goes with the person who's going to benefit from it, where he stands, meaning the following. There are liquids that are so mixed in with psoles, with shmarim, with lees, whatever you call it, right, or dirt or whatever, then no one would drink it. Most people wouldn't drink it unless they strain it. That kind of liquid, if you strain it, you're over Nisa Doraisa. Straining it in any way, well, so not any way, but straining it most ways to strain out the particles that make it not drinkable to most people is Osir Min HaTorah. If it's Achur Ktsas, it's drinkable by some people, or it's drinkable B'Shas HaDchak. Most people wouldn't drink it, but B'Di'evet, if they didn't have a way to strain it, B'Di'evet, they drink it. Then it's Osir Min HaRabbanan to strain that kind of liquid. Something that most people would drink even without straining it. But you strain it anyway, right? That is okay to strain, it's mutter to strain, as long as there's no other side, isurim, involved. But otherwise you can use it, and you can even use a strainer to strain it. Let's give a few examples. You have coffee mixed with the grinds, coffee grinds, and nobody would drink the coffee like that. So grinds are mamish mixed in, nobody would drink it unless you filter out the coffee grinds. That you're not allowed to do. You have, so that's Osir Min HaTorah. Now, another possibility is you have coffee that has some leaves or whatever that you'd rather not drink it with the leaves, right? But b'di'evet, you know, you'll force yourself. You'd rather have the tea or the coffee without the tea without what's it called, with straining. But you'll drink the tea, you know, b'di'evet, if you can't strain it. That kind of thing you shouldn't strain either. But something where there's very few leaves in there, and everybody would drink it normal, but you'd rather have it pure than that l'chatchila you're allowed to strain. That's why you're allowed to have a strainer, a filter on your water, on what's it called, on the faucet, because most people would drink the water without filtering it. There are people who, what's it called, but you want to have the filter anyway. You want to not have little things floating around in your water. So, but you drink it even if there wasn't a filter there. So that kind of water you're allowed to filter no matter what. However, if somebody is very finicky and he doesn't drink water unless it's filtered, he wouldn't touch the water if it wasn't filtered, then that person can't use a filter on Shabbos. And not only that, but you can't filter it, you can't even turn on the water for him to drink. Because basically you're filtering the water for somebody who wouldn't drink it without filtering. So if you know that you won't drink water that's not filtered, you can't pass it through a filter. If you right, it's usher to do unless you would drink the water without filtering. So it depends who you're doing it for. Yeah.
For yourself, no. But you have a guest at your table as well. So you're doing it also for yourself and also for the guest.
So to do specifically for him is usher. But if you're doing it and you could drink it, and then he's just drinking what you filter for you, and you did it basically for your own consumption, right? Then that's okay. If you do it miyuchad for him, it's usher. If you do it, you do a whole jug of water, and he'll also drink from it. That's okay. But if you do a glass for him specifically, it's usher. Yeah. Filter. Who?
Pitchers.
Oh, pitchers. Right. If you would not drink that water without putting it through a filter, it's also to put through a filter. So all these brita things are only for normal people. Not for finicky people. Going back to Matsuba.
What does that mean?
What is it?
During the week, I didn't drink from the filter.
Right. But let's say you wouldn't have the filter. Would you drink the water, or would you go without water?
No, I would not go without water.
Okay, so then you're normal. You should be happy to hear that.
On the other hand, if you down in the filter after 3 or 6 months of use, the one that's outside the house is brown, dark brown.
Yeah, okay, because that's... If you examine your glasses and your pots after using that water, you'll see they're also probably dark brown. They and rusty, because there's rust in the water. But that's not really, again, no, most people don't really care, right? It's not, there's other things in the water too, but it's not as bad as the water in New York that comes out like milk, you know, until you let it settle. That's really nothing, that's only air, but it looks like ridiculous. Or the water in Georgia that stinks, right? You're in Georgia, what's it called, right? And there's nothing you can do to filter that out either. It's sulfur or something. It's And there's water all over the place. Our water here is pretty clear water. It's pretty clean water, our water, compared to other places at least. Water in Yerushalayim is much worse than the water here. What? I'm not an expert on water, but in any case, the water seems to be, most people would drink it without filtering it. But there are people who won't touch the water here, especially tourists or whatever, without filtering it and boiling it. And then they can't filter on Shabbos.
That's only because I talked in America.
Fine, okay, so whatever it was, if they won't touch it without, then for them it's considered not drinkable without filtering, it's also filtering. Even though there's nothing wrong with it, right. If they won't touch it, well, if there's nothing in it that you can filter out, then it's not mishum. No, if there is something that the filter will hold back, then it's awesome. If there's nothing in it, the filter will hold back, which doesn't exist unless it's purified water.
That's, you know, it's like the English when they go abroad to the colonies, what have you. You know, they had to boil the water.
Colonies? You're not referring to the United States of America.
public health.
Right.
Right.
No, but if people, again, if a person's finicky, he believes these things, if there's nothing to filter out, it's fine. But if there's something to filter out, then you can't drink it.
Every water's not coming water in it.
Yeah, I'm saying, Mustan, every water has something in it, even the ones that are filtered. Same thing. And they have to filter it because of health issues? And that is, they're filtering out chemicals or whatever? Yeah, then they can't drink it if necessary. Then they should filter it before Shabbos. Tea bags, same thing. There's a shaila whether tea bags, tea bag like this, where there's a lot of water in the tea kettle and you have in the cup or whatever. So then, really, you're not sifting anything from anything. But the water that's caught in between the leaves of the tea, and you let that drain out, right? And it drains out basically through a filter, which is a tea bag. Other people, that's another reason why you can't have it. Besides Bishul problems, there's also sifting problems. If you don't let the water drain out, you put the tea bag in the tea, and you take it out, you know, without holding it and letting it drain out, there's less of a problem. That's not called sifting. If you have orange juice with the pulp in it, most people would drink orange juice with pulp. Therefore, you're allowed to strain it, even if it's like for a baby that you want to put it in this bottle so the pulp doesn't get caught in the nipple of the bottle. So the baby would drink it with the pulp if it could get it. But Lamaise won't get anything because the pulp will... Well, that's okay to sift, since the drink is drinkable by most people with the pulp.
If you're one of the people who won't drink orange juice with pulp, are you allowed to strain it?
No. You won't shoe off and drink orange juice with pulp? What?
But in general, I don't
drink
orange juice with
pulp, so then I would... But let's say you want orange juice and you can't get it without the pulp, but you drink it? Okay, then you can drink it.
Can you get it? Can you let it settle then?
What?
Can you let it settle then pump out the...
Yes. Yeah, but not through a strainer.
No.
Right, I'll give you an example where that is. You have coffee with coffee grounds in it, okay? And again, I don't drink coffee, so I have no idea what this means. But in any case, I guess coffee with coffee grounds, people don't drink. Okay? So, but they settle to the bottom of the kettle, and the kettle has a filter on it. So you can pour the coffee out of the filter because you're not straining anything until you get to close to the bottom. Now, that's why I thought that the salt shaker is the same thing. The salt shaker also... You're not filtering the salt from the rice if there's all salt on the top and the rice is mamish on the bottom. I don't know why there's a difference between the two. It's clear that the filter on the coffee pot is okay. What?
It won't say that when you turn it upside down and shake the salt shaker.
I mean, it doesn't work the way I think it does. It won't stay on the bottom. It always mixes in. I understand. When you turn it upside down, though, doesn't the rice stay on the bottom and the salt?
That's why it's called a salt shaker.
Just get all mixed up in there with the salt.
What?
That's why it's called a salt shaker.
I hear. Okay. I will. Maybe that's the difference. That doesn't. It's not possible to do the other way. Okay. But if it is possible that all the salt is on the bottom and the rice just stays on the bottom. They put some scotch tape in above the rice. I hear. That's like in film. And then you cut holes in the scotch tape to let the rice out. They wanted to make the shamus special, so they bought him gold shoes. But his gold shoes got covered with mud. So they bought him galoshes to cover over the gold shoes, but then they couldn't see the gold shoes anymore, so they cut holes in the galoshes. So, okay.
Difference between
Merakeh
and
Borim? It's very similar. The Gemara also has the same question you had. Right, the Chor, it's all one Malacha, Merakeh, Borer, and there's one other one.
Zora,
Merakeh, no, it's a Machlokas, Babli Mishami, which the third one was. Merakeh, Borer, and there's one other one. Not Zora, Merakeh, Borer, and I don't remember that one. The other one, the Gemara mentions. That's the Chor, they're all separating Psolus from Ochel. Pashtus, according to some opinions, the difference is the Kli that you use, or if you use a Kli. According to the gears of Zora is done with the wind, Merakeh is done dafka with a sieve, and Borer is done with different kinds of kalim. So the difference is the kind of kalim they normally use. Okay. Okay, you're allowed to strain things if you don't want to use either of them. In other words, you're allowed to have a strainer in your drain to keep the big things from going down the drain and clogging up the drain because you're going to throw it all away. So you don't have to take the strainer out of your drain for Shabbos, even though inevitably the liquid's going to go to waste and the other stuff that you're going to throw away is going to be thrown away separately, but that's not called straining. That's okay. Okay, we said already with the kettle, coffee pot, with a strainer or teapot, with a strainer in it. If the grounds or lees are mixed in and you wouldn't drink it like that, most people wouldn't drink it like that, then you can't pour out the thing through the strainer. If it settles, you can pour out up until the point where it's mixed together. Yeah?
If all the stuff goes in the strainer in the sink and it clogs up the drain so much that there is liquid still in there, are you allowed to, can you like move the stuff in order to let the liquid down? Would that be a...
To move it out of the way, you can do that. Yeah.
To move it to put it into the trash or something, you should take
right.
The drainer itself with it, or you can use your hand directly?
No, you can use your hand directly to take it all out. Yeah, why not? Is it mukta? Is it mukta?
It's also straining.
So on a straining attack, it's all going to waste. But the shazit mukta. Is it mukta? It's a lechora. It would be disgusting to you to leave it there. So that's a gerif shorei. You could.
You pick it up like this, and the water drips through your hands, so you get all the stuff to the garbage.
That's not called Merakeh, since it's both going. It's no different than having a strainer there all the time. You don't want the solid things to go down the drain, and you want the liquid to go down the drain. The strainer's doing that, and you're letting it go, you're pouring it into the sink, and that's what's going to happen. That's okay.
I'm
interested in staying behind, not going down the drain, right, so I can throw it away. Right, but I'm not interested in staying behind because I want to use it for anything. Both of them I'm not going to use. That's okay. Okay, that's the end of that halakha. Yeah.
Have you got a
what?
Swimming children in your
children
quite a lot.
Swimming, very liquidy.
Very liquidy.
Okay, that's only in the colonies they do that. What? That's Borer with a Kli.
Uh-huh.
That's a different story. You can't use the lid to be Borer. That's not Merakeh. That's not sifting. That's separating Solus from Ochel, with a kli or where was it that you can't do that? Can't use the he had a paskin with chumra that you're not allowed to carry these things. We don't know hashkafically which is going to be, and therefore it's possible that it'll be like the one who says you can't carry the weapons. We paskin, you can't carry the weapons. So halacha wise, you paskin like one of them, even though hashkafa wise it's still open. But that was the chumra. Had he paskin the kula, it would have been much more difficult to say that. But they say it like they say. Some say it like that. Yeah.
I think maybe when the Rambam was talking about the Rambam, it was talking about two different periods. Because he was talking about the Gansa Mashiach, and he also used Akhari Sayyamin. So if he says that in Akhari Sayyamin, as I said, there will be no more weapons.
It's a nice deal.
Then that's why he has to stop waiting.
Okay, it doesn't fit 100% with the Gemara, but they do say that. The Vilna Gaon says that, and others say that too, that they were talking about two different times in Yemos HaMashiach. One where what Shmuel said applies, and one where Reb Chiya Bar Abba applies, and that we'll get to next week, or after Purim, one of the two.